Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, July 12th, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line at steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Sunoco has updated its $115 million Project Horizon progress and announcing, and they have also announced the pending closure of two URB machines. Also making headlines last week, New Indy Container Board has asked a judge to dismiss the foul odor lawsuit against it. We'll have more on these stories later on our show today, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, July 9th at 42.51, up 46 points or 1.1% from the July 2nd close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 2-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 6.4%, followed by Sappi Limited, gaining 6%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, down 7.2%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 426%, while the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down by 20%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 48.9%, while the PM40 is up 52%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, North Carolina. Roseburg announces major new sawmill in North Carolina with 137 new jobs. Roseburg Forest Products will expand its operations in the southeastern United States with the construction of a high-capacity lumber mill in the town of Weldon, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper announced the project at a new joint news conference with officials representing Roseburg, the state of North Carolina, Halifax County, and the town of Weldon. The new 375,000-square-foot facility will be called Roanoke Valley Lumber and will be located on approximately 200 acres of land in Halifax County. Construction on the state-of-the-art small sawmill is expected to begin in the first quarter of 2022, with startup scheduled for later that year. Roanoke Valley Lumber will be one of the highest capacity sawmills on the East Coast, capable of producing as many 400 million board feet of dimensional lumber per year. Roseburg is already the largest private timberland owner in the Roanoke Valley area, following its 2017 purchase of 158,000 acres of timberland in North Carolina and Virginia. Once completed, the mill will also make Roseburg a significant employer in the area, with 137 new jobs anticipated over the first 2 years. Dayline Kingsey Falls, Quebec. Cascades selling controlling interest of RDM Group to Apollo. Cascades Incorporated is pleased to announce that it has entered into an agreement with an affiliate of funds managed by affiliates of Apollo Group Management Incorporated to sell its 57.6% equity interest in Reno De Messi S.P.A., also known as RDM, for an all-cash price of €1.45 per share, and corresponding to a net cash consideration of approximately €315.3 million, or approximately $461 million Canadian. The purchase price is not subject to adjustment except in the case of potential leakages of value to the seller, such as, among others, dividends or returns of capital, provided that RDM's 2020 dividend that will be paid to the shareholders in May of 2021 will not be considered a leakage. The transaction is expected to be completed in the third quarter of 2021 and is subject to customary closing conditions, including required merger control approvals. Dayline Appleton, Wisconsin. Nina Paper closing Appleton Mill. Georgia-based Nina Paper announced that it plans to cease operations at its mill in Appleton. A statement provided by Nina Paper said that the Appleton facility will remain open for approximately 60 days. A previous statement said Nina Paper expected to close the facility by the end of September. Quote, "Closing a facility is always a difficult decision and not one we take lightly," Nina President and CEO Julie Schlertel said in a statement. She continues, quote, "This decision is not a reflection of our own employees or their efforts, as the team has consistently worked hard to overcome obstacles, improve safety, and drive results. We'll continue to provide innovative filtration solutions and serve companies or customers from our other manufacturing facilities in Europe and North America," end of quote. It's the second blow to the papermaking industry in the Fox Valley in a month, coming after news that Clearwater Paper Company is closing its Fox Crossing mill, which employs almost 300 folks, as it gets out of the home tissue business. The company is also planning to restart idle lines for fine paper and packaging at its Nina mill. It also plans to invest $13 million in developing liner coatings to build up its specialty coatings business. Nina Paper makes specialty paper, premium paper, and packaging. Nina says it will release more details next month with its second quarter earnings report. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, West Fraser Timber to buy back $1 billion of its shares. West Fraser Timber Company Limited says it plans to buy back $1 billion worth of its shares. The forest company says it is conducting a modified Dutch auction with a tender price range of $85 to $98 per share. The purchase price will be the lowest price within that range that will allow it to buy back the maximum number of shares tendered by shareholders. After the announcement, West Fraser shares closed at $86.83 on the Toronto Stock Exchange this past Tuesday. The company raised its dividend earlier this year after it reported its first quarter profit rose boosted by higher lumber prices. By buying back its shares, a company spreads profits over fewer shares. That increases its earnings per share, a key ratio used to determine a company's financial strength. Dayline Seattle, Washington. Weyerhaeuser completes sale of 145,000 acres of timberlands in Washington's North Cascades. Weyerhaeuser announced last week the completion of the sale of 145,000 acres of timberlands in the North Cascades region of Washington to Hampton Resources for $266 million. The transaction was announced in April of 2021, and the company anticipates no tax liability in conjunction with the sale. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline New York. In a $5.25 billion deal, Clayton Dubilier and Rice and BASF are selling Solenis. Clayton Dubilier and Rice, also known as CD&R, announced an agreement under which its portfolio company, Solenis, will be acquired by Platinum Equity. The transaction, expected to close before the end of 2021, implies an enterprise value for Solenis of $5.25 billion. CD&R and Solenis Management currently collectively own 51% of Solenis, and chemical company BASF holds the remaining 49%, and both CD&R and BASF will fully exit Solenis as part of the transaction announced last week. Founded in 1907 and headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware, Solenis is a global leader in supplying innovative chemicals, especially chemicals and services for process, functional, and water treatment applications to consumer and industrial markets. The company's global footprint spans across 120 countries and 5 continents and comprises over 5,200 employees and 41 manufacturing facilities. The company's two primary business segments, consumer and industrial, deliver solutions that help customers drive sustainability and operational efficiency while reducing costs, and together represent significant growth and potential for the business. CD&R funds acquired in the majority stake in Solenis from Ashland Incorporated in a July 2014 transaction that ascribed an enterprise value of $1.8 billion to Solenis. In 2019, Solenis merged with BASF's paper and water chemicals business, creating a leading solutions provider in the pulp and paper and water treatment industries. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Proper Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paperitalo.com. That's paperitalo.com. paperitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco updates $115 million Project Horizon progress and announces pending closure of two URB machines. Sunoco provided a progress report on Project Horizon, its $115 million investment to transform its corrugated medium machine in Hartsville, South Carolina, to a state-of-the-art uncoated recycled paperboard operation with an annual production capacity of 180,000 tons. Quote, the conversion of our corrugated medium machine, the number 10 machine, to URB is expected to be completed by the end of the second quarter of 2022, and there are a number of significant construction projects underway that will modernize the infrastructure of the entire Hartsville mill complex and allow for more efficient and safe handling of raw materials and finished goods, end of quote, said Tim Davis, Division Vice President and General Manager of Paper Adhesives in U.S. and Canada. A key element of Project Horizon is the construction of a new stock prep system to provide approximately 650 tons per day of recycled fiber to the rebuilt number 10 machine and other Hartsville cylinder machines. The new stock prep system will allow for increased consumption of lower-cost mixed paper along with old corrugated containers and should be operational in October of 2021, Davis added. To reduce paper finishing and warehouse complexity and cost, Sunoco is also building a new offline winding operation and a 102,000-square-foot finished goods warehouse on the Hartsville complex. The new offline winding department will incorporate a new state-of-the-art equipment and should create 16 new jobs. As previously announced, Sunoco will be exiting the corrugated medium market by early 2022 and expects URB capacity through its U.S. and Canada mill network to remain neutral at approximately 1.2 million tons. Based on the progress of Project Horizon, the company now expects to permanently shut down its Hartsville No. 1 and No. 9 URB cylinder machines, which will reduce the annual capacity by approximately 70,000 tons. The exact timing of the closures will depend on market conditions as well as the startup of the converted Hartsville No. 10 machine. In 2020, Sunoco permanently shut down a 30,000 tons per year machine in Hartsville and its 95,000 tons per year Trent Valley, Ontario, Canada paper mill. The new Hartsville machine is being designed with the goal of being the lowest cost URB machine in the world, with the capacity of producing a wide range of high-valued paper grades to service Sunoco's industrial and consumer converted products business and external trade customers. Project Horizon is projected to drive $30 million in annual cost savings by 2023, ensure the long-term viability of the Hartsville paper mill complex, and place its U.S. and Canada URB mill system into the top quartile of performance and from a cost perspective, Davis said. Dayline Catawba, South Carolina. New Indy Containerboard asks judge to toss foul loader lawsuit. Attorneys for the New Indy Containerboard mill have asked a federal judge to dismiss the first of three lawsuits filed against the company following months of concerns about hydrogen sulfide emissions coming from the company's Catawba mill. The mill is under the microscope of regulators after the Environmental Protection Agency and South Carolina DHEC determined that the company was emitting too much hydrogen sulfide, which, they believe, is causing the foul odor affecting homeowners across the Charlotte region. In its nearly 700-page motion, New Indy Containerboard cited three reasons why a judge should dismiss the first lawsuit filed against them back in May. New Indy Containerboard claimed homeowners did not meet their burden, demonstrating that the court has personal jurisdiction over the mill's parent company, New Indy Containerboard, LLC. In its response, the company included affidavits from two employees. According to an affidavit from Scott Conant, the chief financial officer of New Indy Catawba, LLC, he said New Indy Catawba has been the mill's sole owner and operator. He also further stated the mill's parent company, New Indy Containerboard, LLC, has not had an ownership interest in the mill. And according to an affidavit from New Indy Containerboard, LLC's corporate secretary, Thomas Bennett, he said New Indy Containerboard never purchased the mill referenced in the plaintiff's amended complaint and never has had any ownership interest in the mill. But according to the purchase agreement made when New Indy Catawba LLC bought the facility from Resolute Forest Products in 2018, it lists New Indy Containerboard LLC as the parent and New Indy Catawba as the purchaser. Dateline Washington, D.C. Truvon opens new facility in Indianapolis. Truvon, a global provider of high-quality, scalable packaging and display solutions, recently opened a new facility in Indianapolis, Indiana. The latest expansion supports the growing Truvon company portfolio and increases its operational footprint to 15 facilities around the world. Indianapolis will provide a central location from which Truvon can service 75% of the North American marketplace in less than 24 hours. Located within a half a mile of the Indianapolis airport and immediately adjacent to the FedEx's second largest hub in the world, the state-of-the-art complex contains best-in-class capabilities for knitting, fulfillment, assembly, bundling, shrink wrapping, liquid blending, pouching, blister packaging, e-commerce fulfillment, and more. The 244,000-square-foot facility is designed to support multiple customers with a variety of manual, automated, and semi-automated processes that allow for a wide range of scalable contract packaging, contract manufacturing, and supply chain solutions. The Indianapolis site is also working toward becoming a zero-landfill operation to meet Truvon's sustainability objectives. The new facility brings over 250 jobs to the area and offers employees competitive pay, workplace flexibility, and management growth potential in an environment that respects and embraces diversity, Truvant said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.